Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, Reiki Master, Gifted Intuitive, Yoga Instructor, and Spiritual Teacher. I want you to remember that you are just a soul living a story this time around. So if you're going through a hard time, know that our time on Earth is just a blink of eternity. So today on the Healing Soul Podcast, I'm going to be talking about the full moon manifesting and then the winter solstice. The full moon was this past Sunday, December 15th in Gemini, and the full moon energy can be felt 5 days after. So continue to manifest if you haven't. Go stand in the moon and set your intentions out and just let that moon beams wash all over you. And the winter solstice is coming up Saturday, December 21st, and that marks the shortest day and the longest night of the year. But instead of being depressed about winter, think of it as a time for rejuvenation, reflecting and going within and seeing what's in your heart and what your soul goals are for 2025, and having a transformation take place this winter to be ready in the spring to be out and about and making things happen for your life story and changing your life story to make it what you want it to be. So like I said, you've still got time for the manifesting under this full moon energy. And I always say set 7 intentions, 7 from heaven, because it's a spiritual number, and there's so many ways to manifest all winter and bask in the moonlight, look at the stars, meditate, set your intentions for the coming year during this time. Go out and buy yourself a warm, fuzzy blanket, something that makes you feel cozy. Go buy yourself a good book or a spiritual book. Get your favorite tea and snuggle up and just reflect on your life and journal this winter. And it's a great time to write down the things that went well in 2024 and the things that you could have done better, the things that were challenging for you, and any kind of resentment, write them down on a piece of paper. And you can burn it and then blow it out into the snow and release it into Mother Earth. So like I said, write 7 intentions for this full moon energy. And then go outside literally tonight or tomorrow night. And you don't have to say them out loud. You can just think them telepathically to the moon. But let the moonlight wash all over you. And just connect with the magic, mystical moon. So put your desires and your goals out and be really specific. If you want a new job, state the job that you want. If you want to be a speaker, where do you want to speak? What topic do you want to speak on? Be very clear and concise in your intentions so that you can realize them in the coming year. And I always like to light a candle. And when you meditate, light a big white candle and then think of your intentions before you start the meditation. Or you can say your mantras and then at the end of the meditation, blow the candle out. It's just symbolic of the light within and then connecting with the universal light and Mother Earth. And you can even visualize and watch the flames and think of the intentions that are burning in your soul that you want to realize and bring about in 2025. And make a vision board of your soul's goals. Cut out pictures and words that represent what you want to achieve. Or write down positive affirmation on a vision board. And you can say the affirmations to yourself daily, or that could even be your mantra in meditation. And I know you listening, I mean, a lot of people, I do readings all the time, and in intuitive readings, people are more tired this time of year. It gets dark so early, and it can be a time to feel depressed. And if you are feeling depressed, let yourself cry and release those feelings. And that leaves room for hope and healing and to rejuvenate yourself. Take a salt bath. Take a nap if you need to. Go to bed earlier. Get more sleep during the winter. And then, like I said, in the manifesting, see yourself in the new story of your life in 2025. You can write down a summary now of what you want to bring about in 2025. You've got to know where you're going to get there. So journaling and going within and self-reflection. And on a warmer day, take a walk in the snow. You could still ground yourself and connect to Mother Earth even during the winter months. And it's a great time because you are inside so much to meditate every day and really pick seven things that you want to bring about for 2025. And the winter solstice is on Saturday, December 21st. And that's a great time to begin your renewal and thinking about what you want your life to be and what is your next chapter in your story that you can write for yourself by reflecting and going within. And you can, here's a simple mantra: everything I desire comes to me with ease. And that's a simple one that I say all the time. And I also say abundance comes to me from every direction. And just expected money from different things, different sources will come to you. And like I said, any of the challenges for 2024, I want you to journal those. Go through the feelings if you've got feelings that you need to release about them. Play solfeggios, but write them on the paper. Put them in a safe metal container like a pot and set them on fire and then sprinkle the ashes outside and you could even blow them into the wind and imagine them physically leaving your body and your aura and your soul and letting it all go. And then you have that space to surrender and open to all the blessings that are waiting for you to call into your life. And if you're feeling low, go on YouTube and play the solfeggios, and you can play them while you're doing dishes or while you're doing different things around the house, or even in the tub, you can play them and just shut your eyes and listen to them and let the tones go to every cell and rejuvenate you. But I said, like I said, the perfect time in winter to get that warm, cozy blanket. Pick a favorite spot in your house or make a sacred space where you can meditate every day if you don't have that right now. If you've got a third bedroom or half of your office in your house, get some crystals or a beautiful candle or a beautiful pitcher or pictures. Put pictures of mountains or if you're drawn to the ocean, just some beautiful connection to nature that you can have in your sacred space where you meditate. But making that cozy space and having a comfortable blanket, cushion that you can sit on and meditate or drink tea or snuggle up and read a good book where no one will bother you. Just creating that comfort for your soul in those long winter months that are coming and using that time to go so deep within that you know who you are and what you want. And it's a great time to reflect. And the winter solstice is when the earth axis is on a tilt and the earth spins around the pole. And like I said, it's the shortest day and longest night. And NASA.gov has some beautiful, great photos of the full moons, of the planets. So go to NASA.gov and check it out. And in the ancient times, they actually thought it was the day that the sun stands still. That's a tongue twister. And ancient people have been observing the winter solstice for ages. And there's some really fun folklore online that you can look up about the winter solstice and the different rituals that they used to have. And when I think of winter solstice, I think of rejuvenation, a time of rest, a time of reflection, of life and death, and a time for rebirth and, like I said, rising up out of the ashes of whatever challenges you burnt, rising up anew, surrendering to new opportunities, and knowing that there are blessings that can come to you for you. And use that white candle that I told you to get to think of the sun in the summer and that the darkness isn't going to last forever. In the winter months, sometimes it seems like it can. And I know some of you are listening in where it gets 20 below zero and it snows 3 feet and you're freezing. But spring always comes, so it's just a matter of waiting out the darkness until this passes and the light comes back. And you can have joy and anticipation for the new story and the new chapter that you want to write of your life. And the word solstice is a Latin word meaning sun, soul, and sister, so soul sister. So I thought that was interesting. And like I said, there's so many different legends throughout time. For hundreds and hundreds of years, the ancients have observed the winter solstice. And like I said, it's the Earth's axis in relation to the sun and the planets and the solar systems and the orbits and the pattern of moving toward the sun and away from the sun, and the planets that rotate and shift. And it's kind of like the shifting of our lives. We go through dark times in our lives and then times of joy. But if you wait infinity loops back around and you go through your challenging time and you release it and you come back to joy. So cry if you need to let go of past hurts or soul wounds. Give yourself time to heal. Do self-care, take a salt bath, whatever makes you feel better. And on December 21st, the winter solstice is the first day of winter. And I'm happy because that means time is moving on and spring is just right around the corner. I literally count down after winter begins and count down until spring comes. Spring and fall are my favorite times of the year. And I know everybody's different, but this is a sacred time of rest. So in this go, go, go of the holidays and just always running, take time to stay at home and just create that sacred time and space to reflect on your life and going so deep within that you'll know your soul's goals. They'll come to the surface. And in meditation, listen. Just sit and listen to what comes to you. And if you have shadow things come up and you think, why am I thinking that? Why am I so depressed? Embrace that shadow side. Cry, let it out. Those wounds get stuck in your souls and they need to be released. So feel them. Even if it's not comfortable, you've got to feel them, cry, and let it go. And reach out for a counselor if you need to talk to somebody about the challenges that you've been through. But this truly can be a time for spiritual growth and paying attention to what's within your heart's desire. And just create that transformation. Now is the time, right before the new year, to release all that doesn't work and allow yourself to surrender and open your heart, mind, and soul for the new possibilities. And here's a quote that I just love. This is by Rumi. Your thoughts are a veil on the face of the moon. That moon is your heart. And those thoughts cover your heart. So let them go. Just let them fall into the water. So letting go of whatever's blocking you, releasing it into Mother Earth, and opening your heart, bathing in the moonbeams, and letting your heart's desire be heard by the universe and bathed in the moon. And it's just such a powerful, beautiful time to look up at the moon and the stars. I was driving home and I saw the moon literally looked like it was sitting on the mountains. It had rose to the summit. The clouds had parted and it was just beaming. It made me think of achieved goals, overcoming challenges for this past year. And it was just beautiful. And we can go there in visualization. And if you listening can, if you're driving, obviously you can't, but you can come back to this. We're going to do a meditation now. And the meditation is for manifesting in the Gemini moon in the winter solstice. So I want you to sit in a comfy chair, take your shoes off, put your feet flat on the ground. We're going to take 3 deep breaths, pausing at the top, exhaling loudly. Releasing all that tension. Sinking your hips deeper in your chair with your spine tall, your head up to heaven, your crown chakra connecting. I want you to sit in silence for a moment and reflect. A sacred rest is called for now. Sit in your heart. How do you feel? What do you want? Go within so deep in your heart that you can feel your heart beating. No brighter days are coming in your life. This is a time for rejuvenation of your body, mind, and soul. Feel and know your soul's goals. Sit in silence and see what comes to you from your heart and your intuition, your intuitive heart. Let soul goals rise up now. Envision a dark night sky. You're sitting and you see the full moon shining so bright. It shines on your face. And it really shines all through your aura and every chakra. The moon is bathing you with moonbeams now. You feel a stir in your soul in this moon connection. This beautiful moon is shining out of the clouds. The clouds are parting, and you see a mountain, and the moon rises to sit on the peak of the mountain, and just as the moon gets above the mountain, all the clouds part, and she shines in her beauty, looking bigger and bigger over the mountain. As she shines brighter, I want you to feel your energy rising through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, Oh, your heart chakra, your throat chakra, your third eye, and out your crown. You feel yourself as if you're levitating to the top of the mountain, standing before this beautiful beaming moon. And you know that you can manifest your soul's goals. Nothing's holding you back. If you could manifest anything, you listening, what would it be? Imagine how you would feel having it. Feel that now. Do you feel joy? Do you feel anticipation? Oh, it feels good. No, you are worthy. You can have whatever your heart desires. You are capable. You're whole. All things are possible for you. Now I want you to imagine you take a deep breath and you're literally breathing in the moon as you stand on the mountain. It's just filling you from top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You feel energized. You feel connected. You feel empowered. You've overcome so many challenges. You're at the peak of the mountain. Now is your time to manifest your soul's goals. Mystical moon manifesting is within you now. Ah, feels so good. Feel peace. Feel unconditional love. Feel your empowered soul. Now wiggle your toes and your fingers. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I want you to write 7 things that you want to manifest into your life. And tonight, stand outside in the moon, even just for a moment. And intuitively and telepathically, tell the moon your manifestation that you wish to bring into your life. Or you can say them out loud. And know that it is so. All things are possible. And I want to thank you for listening. I appreciate every single one of you listening today. And today's Intuitive Heart Oracle card is look on the horizon. Things are about to get brighter for you. Manifest your thoughts and actions right now. Go after your dreams. Now is the perfect time. Look on the horizon. And I want you to know I'm doing this podcast to give you hope. Always hold hope in your heart. A brighter day is coming if you're going through challenges right now. And no, I'm not a counselor or a doctor. So if you are very depressed, reach out to a counselor or talk to a friend and seek professional help. It shows strength in asking for help. And if you'd like to be a guest in my podcast, you can email me at mbnelson09@gmail.com. You can visit my website, www.marybeth333.com, to see what's happening. My books are available on Amazon, and I thank you for checking them out and for any support. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, write a kind word or a 5-star review, or hit the follow button and share it with a friend. And I want you to know that God loves you, and so do I, the healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.